The Dolphins, as we sit here today, are on top of the NRL table after last night's 30 points to 14 win over the Gold Coast Titans. They started badly, heavily beaten in their first game, but boy, haven't they recovered well to beat the Dragons comprehensively, and then coming from 10-0 down to beat the Titans last night at Robina. As always, one of their better players was hooker Jeremy Marshall-King, and he's on the line. Jeremy, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I'm sure a win like that's more satisfying even than some others. When you're down early on and Gold Coast are right on top of you on the scoreboard and they had the momentum to turn things around, be in front at half time and kick on in the second half, that must be satisfying.
Yeah, it's pretty satisfying. We sort of started pretty poor and we knew if we got them in the grind, keep completing our sets and they'll start sort of just falling to bits and it showed in that second half there.
What's the message like in the huddle after they've scored their second try and they're up 10-0? What are you telling yourselves?
Oh, they just have to get back to the process and get back into the grind, like I said before. Keep, finishing our sets and kicking in the corners and just keeping them in their own half. And wish we'd done that in the second half very well and score showed that.
Just on that, Jeremy, over the last couple of seasons, well, it's one and a bit that the Dolphins have been in existence, you found yourself giving up big starts quite often, haven't you? And in coming home.
Yeah, it's been something that, we sort of been talking about and that we need to, start faster this year. And we probably didn't do that yesterday, but that's something we need to focus on more, and especially against tougher opponents. Like, if you come up against Penrith and stuff like that, you can't start like that because they'll definitely put points on you.
Yeah, Jeremy, congratulations on the way you've been playing. But can you take me back to a few weeks ago? Round one, you got beat by North Queensland. What did Wayne say the following week? Because I heard him come out and said he challenged every one of you guys.
Yeah, he just spoke to us and, he said, if you're going to play like that, you're pretty much not in the team. And, the boys got a good spray and we definitely probably needed that. And, we didn't play the way we wanted to play, but we got the talk to from Wayne, and the boys showed up, the week after against Dragons, and I think we just got to keep building on the last two games that we've played.
And what's been his message, I suppose, over the last couple of weeks when he's had those good wins?
Just to do what we do best, and you gotta stay, keep completing your sets, and because we know, we're a pretty fit team, and we've got to do the little things right, our effort errors, and in that first game against Cowboys, it was pretty poor. Luckily, it was only round one, and we could fix that, and still early in the season now, and we've still got a big journey ahead of us, so there's a lot of work to do still.
Mate, what about going into last night's game against the Gold Coast Titans? How's the mindset going into that game, knowing that they've had a lot of points scored against them? They're obviously looking for their first win. And you boys know you've got a lot of points in you, but it's easy to take a team easy these days. How's the mindset going into that game?
Just like I said before, we knew their middle will start to break once we get in that, set for set. Keep completing and their middle will start to, wear down, and the middle will open up, and our middle was done pretty well last night and getting us forward, and brought my game in as well, so I just had to keep showing those opportunities and run when it was coming, and it's pretty good performance last night.
Hey Jeremy, it's Connor here. Just want to firstly congratulate you on your form, especially over the last couple of years. Just wanted to talk to you about that. What do you think's been the biggest thing for you to find the consistency you have over the last sort of 2 to 3 years?
It's probably just coming to confidence, really. Just to back myself. I was probably, when I was at Dogs, it was pretty hard because we were losing a lot of games and we didn't win that many, and it sort of brought your confidence down and. My last year at Dogs, with Trent Barrett there, he sort of, gave me the confidence to play, and that last year showed, and And when I came to Wayne, he sort of said the same thing. And, you know, when he talks, and, you know, you definitely listen to what he says. And, yeah, my last year was probably my best year in playing rugby league. And it's something I've got to build on and just to keep backing myself and build the confidence in my game.
Yeah, and I think you've done a really good job of that. And, you know, it does help playing behind guys like Jesse Bromwich and Thomas Flegler as well. What's like next? What are your goals for this year?
For myself, well, you know, everyone says that they want to play consistent still, but, you know, for myself, I think it's, you know, still being, you know, up there, one of the, you know, top hookers in the game. Yep. But also I want to make the finals. Since I've played, I've never made the finals, so that's another goal of mine. And with the team we have right now, and you know, it's achievable for sure, so that'll be one of my other goals.
Do you feel like expectations have changed for you guys going into your second year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, everyone's seen last year, you know, first probably like four rounds last year, that what we can do as a team. And, you know, as no one really knew what we were going to do, because, you know, it's the first year of the Dolphins. And, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, different expectations this year. And, yeah, it just, everyone knows what we can do and how we play. And, yeah, just really, you know, really glad the way we started the last two rounds, and it's just something we've got to build on.
Jeremy, if we talk about immediate goals, you've got a big one coming up next Saturday. You talk about messages from Wayne Bennett. 916 games for Wayne Bennett. That's a lot of messages that he's had to deliver. And the Titans, by the way, all Des has sort of hardly ever beaten him. But you come up against big bro Benji, who'll be coaching his fourth game. I mean, that must be exciting in itself. But what a tremendous thing for the family.
Yeah, it's something different. You know, going against your brother, he's a coach. Normally, you know, you're playing against him. But, yeah, I'm really happy for him, you know, the way he sort of changed up that club, that Tigers. And, you know, I'm happy for him to get, you know, he got that first win last week, or it was a week before. Yeah, it's just something that he's probably building at that club, and yeah, just really happy for him. And yeah, I'm looking forward to next week, and there might be some phone calls and a bit of banter going on, but yeah, I might have to leave him. He might be stressing too much as a coach. I don't know how he does it. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be great for the family as well. So,
and if you're going to win, your opposite number nine, Appy Correa, Sal, he's the one you've got to stop, because he just about did everything last week in their first win.
Yeah, he's their main man. He gets them going, and he's crafty. So yeah, we've got a big job on him next week, and we'll definitely focus on what he does around that ruck. And yeah, it's going to be a good challenge.
Just finally, Jeremy, assuming that as a brother, you ignore the fact that Benji might be stressed and, you know, very busy as a coach, who will be the antagonist if you guys do talk a few times through this week? Will it be you or him?
I don't know. Probably be me, I reckon. He's probably got too much on his plate. But yeah,
you could get hung up on a few times this week then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a few phone calls and he won't answer. But, yeah. It's a bit of a laugh.